Hi, my name is Ed. This is my first time here. And I still have cable TV. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our very special guest this hour is Henry Bushkin. Henry Bushkin was Johnny Carson's better half, let's just put it that way, for many, many years. He was his lawyer, his confidant, his business partner, his tennis partner, his shrink, his marriage counselor. He was everything to the king of late night comedy. A couple of years ago, Henry put out an incredibly interesting book, appropriately titled Johnny Carson. Well, when Henry was on the show with us, about a year ago? At the end, he kind of threw in the fact that he learned something about Johnny Carson's mother, which kind of redefined why Johnny Carson acted the way he did and really had a problem with relationships. Well, he found out a lot about Johnny Carson's mother, Ruth, and he has now published an epilogue to the book Johnny Carson. It is out. It is available. And we will talk with Henry Bushkin. And then it will be actual sex laws that are on the books in actual states across the fruited plain, and some of them are downright ridiculous. You'll be afraid to even look at people after you hear Christina and I go through the list. We start things off this hour with the disgrace that is still having cable television. Yes, it is 2016, and we are getting to the point where more and more people, especially those little millennials, are cutting the cord at a record-setting pace. They are saying goodbye to cable TV. They are saying goodbye to their satellite provider. And everything is going through their digital device, through their phone, through their tablet, through their Google Schmoogle TV and all that. Oh, are you ready to do such a thing? Do you realize the commitment you're making to the unknown, to the new world to do this? The first thing is, even the cable companies don't want to admit that they are cable companies anymore. Watch when they come on. And I always get a kick out of this, too. I'm paying for cable TV, but yet they have to show me commercials that are reinforcing my choice in having them as my cable TV provider. Where I live, the cable TV provider has always been called Cablevision, until about 5 years ago when we had to go euphemistic and it became Optimum. Cablevision is who you pay the bill to, but Optimum is the service. Same thing with Comcast. That's a cable name, but they have Xfinity. And that's just supposed to be like this utopian Wizard of Oz thing where everything is always fine and everything works the right way and all that. So you are now allowed to have your cable company come and hook you up to the internet and provide this whole new world because you don't have to have cable TV anymore. But for these people that have cut the cord and have said goodbye to the cable companies in every way, shape, or form and are now just online and they're getting their shows from Hulu and Netflix, how do you feel about being just cut away from your local television stations? Because a lot of them, okay, you can get some of the news programming. A lot of them, you can watch the entire newscast live. But to me, there's something, I don't know, maybe I need the stability in my life of being able to grab a remote control and going to channel 2 and channel 4 and 5 and 7 and 9. And even if I want to drift all the way up to these crazy numbers and C-SPAN 2 on channel 725, at least it's there and it's orderly. I'm not swiping and tapping and everything else. And since when is your cell phone or your tablet service so guaranteed? Let's say in bad weather. Okay, yeah, the cable can go out too, but a cell tower goes down and all of a sudden you don't have a smartphone and you don't even have that. And not to mention the fact that people don't even think about going to the radio anymore to get emergency information. People are turning away from cable companies and they're going off to these little devices. Wait a minute. If you don't have a Google Schmoogle TV or whatever you're going to do to get into this 75-inch TV you have up on the wall, do you really want to watch your favorite show on a tablet or on an iPhone? Seriously, I see these people in the subways and in the trains watching shows on 3.5-inch screens. There's more to life than that. Stay with us. Henry Bushkin is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever looked back on your career and thought, I should have. I should have accepted that promotion or jumped at that new opportunity.
Priscilla Klayman at Career Strategy says dwelling on what you should have done is destructive. Anger and resentment build up and you quit trying.
She says the right approach is to replace the should haves with what ifs.
Take one of your regrets, like I should have taken that promotion, and come up with as many what if questions as you can.
What if passing on that promotion is giving me the extra time to pursue my passion?
What if I share my regret with my boss to let her know I'm up for a new challenge?
Explore your what ifs for ideas to act on. That exploration will reinvigorate you and set you on a better path. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.